It's a temporary reprieve for hundreds of thousands of U.S. homeowners about to be evicted because foreclosure documents submitted by lenders contain false, misleading, or inaccurate information. America's largest bank, Bank of America, has now declared a moratorium on foreclosure proceedings in 23 states involving several million homeowners because the paperwork that the Bank of America is using to throw people out of their houses has been questioned by state's attorneys general in 40 states. Realizing the problem of shoddy paperwork and a questionable legal basis for foreclosures is more widespread than first thought, Bank of America expanded its moratorium to all 50 states, and several other lenders, J.P. Morgan, GMAC, and PNC Financial, are also now suspending foreclosures so the paperwork can be reviewed.
How can there be people like that to just, you know, do stuff without even being conscientious of what the consequences might be?
The attorneys general are coordinating an investigation and may take legal action against lenders for throwing people out of their houses without proper paperwork. U.S. bank regulators as well and the Obama Justice Department are also making noise about taking a look at the problem. This man was chief economist for giant mortgage lender Freddie Mac for 15 years and now is a professor of real estate.
When you have way more foreclosures than you can handle, then there are incentives and tendencies to take shortcuts. And I think most of what's happening is that
people in the real estate industry are now worried the foreclosure moratorium will make the already depressed U.S. housing market even worse, putting not just those about to be foreclosed upon in limbo, but those who've bought foreclosed properties wondering if they actually have legal title to their property.
I don't think this will change, ultimately, the number of foreclosures very much. The brute fact is lots of people are unemployed, lots of people can't make their payments, and lots of people don't have equity in their property, and that's going to lead to foreclosure. The turmoil over the next few months, I think, won't be fun, but I don't think it'll change the long-run effect of this.
The White House says it doubts the need to stop all foreclosure proceedings, and only those suspected of flawed documentation need to be reviewed. But those in the housing industry say too many lenders sign foreclosure documents without making sure that the information was accurate, throwing into question proceedings against a record 3 million who are being evicted from their homes. Mike Kellerman, Press TV, Washington.